Many women experience sexual dysfunction at some point in their lives, while some struggle with it throughout their lifetime. Female sexual dysfunction can occur at any stage of life and in specific sexual situations or all sexual encounters. Sexual response involves a complex interaction of physiology, emotions, experiences, beliefs, lifestyle, and relationships. A disruption in any of these components can affect desire, arousal, or sexual satisfaction, and treatment often involves multiple approaches. Persistent or recurring issues related to sexual response, desire, orgasm, or pain causing distress or strain in a relationship are referred to as sexual dysfunction. Sexual dysfunction refers to a group of conditions that can prevent an individual from engaging in or enjoying sex. These conditions can affect any stage of sexual activity, from a person's desire to their ability to achieve orgasm. Sexual dysfunction is very common in both men and women. A 2018 study estimated a global prevalence rate of 41% among women of reproductive age. In women, sexual dysfunction can lead to difficulties with desire. Low sexual desire can be classified as sexual dysfunction if it causes distress. Individuals identifying as asexual or bisexual are not included in this category, as their sexual orientation is not a medical condition. Arousal: a person may want to have sex, but their body and mind struggle to prepare for it. For example, the vagina may not lubricate or swell as expected. Pain: certain conditions cause pain in or around the genitals, making sexual activity difficult. This pain may occur only during intercourse or at other times. Orgasm: a person may engage in sex, but find it difficult to reach orgasm even if they enjoy the experience. The clinical definition of female sexual dysfunction and the disorders under this umbrella term have evolved over time. As experts gain a better understanding of female desire and arousal, this definition may continue to change. Contributing factors: physical, psychological, and social factors can all contribute to sexual dysfunction in women. The severity can be mild or severe, short-term or long-term. Some types of sexual dysfunction are primary, always present, while others are secondary, develop later due to external circumstances. For example, certain medications or medical conditions can cause secondary sexual dysfunction. In some cases, a single cause is responsible, while in others, multiple contributing factors exist. Risk factors: a 2018 systematic review of 135 previous studies from diverse cultures identified several risk factors associated with higher rates of sexual dysfunction, including education level. Lower education levels, including limited access to general and sex education, were linked to a higher risk of sexual dysfunction. Relationship issues: relationship dissatisfaction, such as infidelity or lack of affection, increases the likelihood of sexual dysfunction. Male-centered sexual interactions: a focus on male pleasure may mean that while people understand what makes sex pleasurable for men, many lack knowledge about what makes it enjoyable for women. Health conditions: poor physical health and diseases affecting the genitals and urinary tract are potential causes. Stress and mental health also play significant roles. Marriage customs: child marriage, arranged marriages, and polygamous relationships were associated with a higher risk of sexual dysfunction in women. Religion studies found that religious affiliation correlated with higher levels of sexual dysfunction. Abuse: this includes domestic abuse, sexual assault, and female genital mutilation, FGM. Gender inequality: this global issue makes it harder for women to access sexual health services, particularly if they are unmarried and live in societies where premarital sex is stigmatized. Gender inequality also contributes to other risk factors such as abuse and FGM. Desire and arousal: many factors can influence a person's level of desire and arousal, and these often fluctuate throughout life. Some individuals naturally have a lower interest in sex than others. However, a sudden change in desire or arousal may indicate an underlying condition. Female sexual interest/arousal disorder, FSIED, is a diagnosis that includes both lack of sexual desire and difficulty with physical arousal. To be diagnosed, a person must experience significantly reduced desire or arousal for at least 6 months. Someone with FSIED may have little or no interest in sex and experience reduced pleasure during sexual activity. However, It is only classified as FSIED if the individual feels distressed by these symptoms and no other condition better explains them, such as domestic abuse, mental illness medication side effects, persistent genital arousal disorder, PGAD. PGAD causes unexplained physical sexual arousal, regardless of whether the person feels desire or wants to be aroused. The individual may even experience spontaneous orgasms. For years, doctors considered this a psychological issue. However, newer research suggests that neurological problems such as nerve damage or brain injury may be the root cause. Pain during sex, dyspareunia, is discomfort that occurs before, during, or after intercourse. Several conditions can cause this, including vaginismus, involuntary contractions of vaginal and pelvic floor muscles before penetration, making sex painful or impossible. It may stem from trauma, anxiety, or shame related to sex. Infections, sexually transmitted infections, STIs, and yeast infections can cause pain both during and outside of sexual activity. Skin conditions, diseases affecting the vulva, vagina, and surrounding tissues, e.g., psoriasis, contact dermatitis, can make intercourse painful. Endometriosis, a condition where uterine tissue grows outside the uterus, leading to pelvic adhesions and pain during sex. Low estrogen levels. This can result in poor lubrication and thinning of vaginal tissues, causing discomfort. Estrogen levels can drop due to menopause, childbirth, or other factors. Pelvic organ prolapse. Weakness in the pelvic floor can cause the bladder or uterus to descend into the vagina, sometimes leading to painful sex. Pelvic floor dysfunction. Issues with pelvic muscles, such as injury, tension, or post-surgical complications, can make intercourse painful. Difficulty reaching orgasm isn't always a medical issue. Some females require more stimulation than others to climax. Exploring different techniques and communication with a partner may help. However, in some cases, female orgasmic disorder, FOD, may be present. FOD is when a person, one, cannot reach orgasm despite adequate stimulation, or two, experiences a significant decrease in orgasm intensity or frequency. FOD has two subtypes. Primary FOD, the individual has never had an orgasm. Secondary FOD, the person previously had orgasms, but now struggles to reach them. As with other forms of female sexual dysfunction, hormonal changes, relationship issues, and medical conditions can all contribute to FOD. Because sexual dysfunction varies widely, multiple tests may be required for an accurate diagnosis. A doctor will begin with questions about symptoms, their onset, and whether any factors improve or worsen them. They may ask about sexual history and any previous attempts to resolve the issue. Diagnostic tests may include pelvic exams, STI testing, medical imaging, hormone testing, mental health evaluations.